otherwise might not be allowed to be bought and sold in the Commonwealth. A task force like what you want to put together, how does it go address something like Littleton as an example explicitly?
Enforcement, enforcement, enforcement. That's what I heard from so many folks, including folks who used to work in the AG's office and who thought the office could do more to enforce our gun laws. So that means if we establish a unit in the office, which we will do, assigning actual lawyers and staff where their sole responsibility is to work with municipalities, to work with local law enforcement, to enforce our gun laws. Some may have the resources and human capital to do that. Others may not. We can provide assistance there. Best practices and sharing of information, we can do that as well, particularly post the Bruin Supreme Court case. In addition to that, we can take on bad actors. In the context of ghost guns right now, we're looking at who was buying illegal parts and putting them together to sell illegal guns to folks who shouldn't have them. So there's a lot this unit can do. But in addition to the traditional way you think about gun enforcement, community violence also has to be a part of this unit's focus.
So let's go there now. And what is the difference between, so, you know, and it's important to hear this emphasis on we can enforce our current laws better than we have. And when you put people in place who that's their sole job, they can do that in a different way. How do you then bridge to the community violence piece of this, which we've really strived here on Radio Boston to treat as a very nuanced conversation that can be related to but is not synonymous with the purchase and sale of guns?
That's right. You know, we often talk about gun enforcement just in that context and enforce our gun laws to keep them out of the hands of bad folks or to make sure inspections are happening, et cetera. I'm hearing from district attorneys, from folks on the ground, including law enforcement, is the prevalence of guns in our municipalities, particularly our gateway communities, is extraordinary. And many of them are ghost guns. I also heard it from our U.S. attorney, illegal guns on our streets, some that you cannot trace. That's the definition of a ghost gun. So there is an opportunity to really take that on. But at the same time, people are dying. I live in Mattapan in Boston. We had the 13-year-old that was shot and killed. We just had a young lady that was killed in Dorchester. And of course, more folks this weekend. And this is happening in Holyoke and other places as well. How can this same unit be addressing in trauma measures that reduce violence, investing in organizations that get guns off the street and that are actively breaking cycles of violence, including youth-based organizations? There's a role for this unit and this office to play and to bridge those conversations. They go hand in hand.
It's the bridging. And I guess in talking with you, A.G. Campbell, given your history, your personal stories, the way you've approached your leadership back since Boston City Council, do you think you, as you, in the Attorney General's role, can create a goodwill connection and level of collaboration between a unit like that and all the kinds of on-the-ground grown-ups and schools and nonprofits, et cetera, that interface with kids both experiencing and perpetrating community violence in a way that is different? Do you understand my question?
I do. And the short answer is yes. But it's not just me. You know, I represent an organization of nearly 600 people, lawyers and staff who work hard every day. We can do it. These are folks who are dedicated to the work, have the expertise and the passion. And so how do we become that convener? How do we also move forward with some action, including on this unit and other things we promised? We can do that. And I think when we do, we will do it in such a way that it brings together stakeholders that maybe aren't always in the room together. And why the Office of Attorney General can do it, it has the credibility, the integrity, which we will maintain, and a standard of excellence in terms of getting things done that I want to continue and want to grow, that we can do it. And so I think we are best positioned, given the authority of the office to do it, given the credibility and integrity of the office. And so now we have an opportunity to do a lot. We don't want to waste any time. And so we'll be thoughtful, but we won't waste time in taking on these critical issues.
All right. A healthy start there, although so much more to talk about with you, Attorney General Andrea Campbell. We promised your team we'd get you out on time for your next meeting. I both want to thank you, and we all had a craving for Cozy from Beyonce after you mentioned it, so we'll go out on that. Attorney General Andrea Campbell, will you come back and join us again soon, please?
Absolutely, especially if you keep playing Beyonce.
Excellent. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much.